Tonight, the Alibaba IPO broke records, huge lines for the new iPhones, and who is selling drugs on Instagram? Tech News Tonight is next.
This is Twit.
This is Tech News Tonight, episode 176 for Friday, September 19th, 2014. This episode of Tech News Tonight is brought to you by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with healthy, delicious treats like honey Dijon pretzels. To get your free NatureBox sampler, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit. Hello, everyone. I'm Jason Howell. Let's get right to the tech feed. First up, Alibaba's big IPO was indeed big. The company closed on its first day of trading as a public company at $93.89 with a valuation of more than $231 billion. Bloomberg notes that it is now worth more than Facebook, which passed $200 billion in market value earlier this month and is worth $201.6 billion as of today's close. As for Alibaba's U.S.-based e-commerce rivals, Amazon is valued at about $153 billion, while eBay is worth $65 billion. Alibaba's $21.8 billion sale was the biggest ever IPO for a technology company. At an IPO price of $68 a share, Alibaba was valued at 29 times expected earnings for the year through March, and analysts forecast that Alibaba's earnings will grow 50% in fiscal year 2015 from the previous 12 months. That was a lot of billions. Apple's new iPhone 6 and 6 Plus officially went on sale today to predictably long store lines at Apple stores around the world. Apple CEO Tim Cook made an appearance at the company's local Apple store in Palo Alto, California, while Apple's new SVP of retail and online stores, Angela Arendt, oversaw the iPhone's launch to world's first customers in Sydney, Australia. Although the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus launched today in the U.S., Hong Kong, Japan, and Australia, there is no release date set for China, which is the world's biggest smartphone market. That creates opportunities for outside vendors with access to the supply chain, big returns on marked up black market iPhone models. Bloomberg reports Beijing-based vendors are already offering two-day delivery of a 16-gig iPhone 6 for 8,000 yuan. That's $1,303 American. And the 128-gig iPhone 6 for delivery on September 20th at the equivalent of about $2,441. That's a lot higher than the Hong Kong price of about $927. China's Xinhua news agency said yesterday that iPhones have cleared just two of three regulatory steps necessary to be sold in the country and still need network access licenses from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. But enough about iPhones. It's Friday, so why not talk a little bit about Android 2? The next generation of Google's Android OS, the L release, is due for release next month, or so they say. And the company has announced it will encrypt data by default for the first time, meaning that encryption happens automatically for new Android devices. And only someone who enters a device's password will be able to see pictures, videos, and other data stored on those smartphones. Google joins Apple, of course, with a new form of encryption that in many cases makes it impossible for law enforcement to collect evidence off the phones, even with the necessary search warrants. The newest Android devices will likely ship with default encryption after October. One Bitcoin Ponzi scheme down. A U.S. federal judge has ordered Bitcoin Savings and Trust and its owner to pay a combined $40.7 million after the Securities and Exchange Commission established that the company was a Ponzi scheme using Bitcoins to sell investments. The SEC said Bitcoin Savings and Trust owner Trendon Shavers used the online handle Pirate at 40 to raise over 732,000 Bitcoin from February 2011 to August 2012, promising investors up to 7% in weekly interest to be paid based on his ability to trade the currency. Shavers and his company are now liable to give up $38.6 million of illegal profits plus $1.8 million in interest. Each defendant in the Texas case was also fined $150,000. Now, later in the show, coming to a state trooper near you, a radar gun that detects texting drivers. And next, I'll talk with Fletcher Babb from VentureBeat about why Instagram seems to be a haven for illegal drug sales. But first, drop that candy bar, drop the potato chips. They're not good for you. Do what I do and we here at the Twit Studio do all the time. Get natural, delicious snacks at naturebox.com. I'm going to give you the chance to get free snacks with a sampler box featuring five of their most popular snacks. NatureBox has hundreds of delicious snacks. I don't feel guilty about eating them because they're better for me. They've got zero artificial ingredients, zero trans fats, and zero high fructose corn syrup. You'll even find snacks that are low in sugar and gluten-free. So in the afternoon when you're hungry, do what I do. Grab dark cocoa num nums from NatureBox or tart apple mango crispy chews or sea salt sun crunch. I love the names of these foods. So good and so good for you. Start your free trial and get a free sampler box at naturebox.com/twit. Stay full, stay strong, start snacking smarter. Go to naturebox.com/twit. And we thank NatureBox for their support of Tech News Tonight. All righty. Joining me now is Fletcher Babb, a contributor to VentureBeat. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So selling illegal things on the internet or social media is not necessarily a new thing. And Fletcher, you wrote a story today that detailed the selling and marketing of illegal drugs on Instagram. So how about, first of all, why don't you walk us through what's happening exactly on Instagram and how these dealers are pulling this off?
Well, it's almost surprising how benign this whole process actually is. It's funny, you know, it's almost as if there was no news that I was actually breaking, right? It's all happening in public. So using hashtags, and we in this article listed about a good half dozen or so that you can check on your own, but you can also enter the name of any prescription drug, any sort of drug that you can abuse, and you can search it, and it's they're there, and it's an open drug market. You don't have to any kind of private account. It's just there. You can browse it as though it was a menu.
Wow, it's kind of crazy that it's so easy to access by using something as widely used as Instagram. Now, dealers are doing this obviously out in the open. How exactly are they able to do this without being caught? And are law enforcement doing anything about it at this point?
So in our previous article, we ran a story last week that detailed step-by-step how these guys are actually able to avoid detection. And it's basically they create a sandbox environment in a laptop, basically a burner laptop. They run a program called VirtualBox. And so they have basically an Android operating system inside of a burner computer. And they use that sandbox environment to connect via a VPN to run Instagram. So you are in a safe environment inside of a safe computer that is connected to the internet somewhere far, far away, and you have removed almost any chance of you actually getting caught.
Wow, that's crazy. Is there any way to know how many dealers are out there participating in this kind of Instagram drug trade, or...
Not really. You know, we tried. It's really hard to get a firm number on this kind of thing because we're using something so ephemeral as a hashtag. It's really kind of it's hard for us to be scientific. And we've also reached out to Instagram several times to try to get an idea of how common this is, and they were naturally unwilling to give us that information.
Right, right. Now, you also mentioned in your piece that there is a bit of self-regulation happening on Instagram. Can you explain what's going on there?
Are you referring to the sort of flagging system?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see. Self-regulation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are a whole number of accounts that are dedicated specifically to calling out scammer accounts. There are tons of people that aren't actually selling drugs at all. They just would like to have you think that they are because they're very interested in taking your money.
Right.
But because this is harming some quote-unquote legitimate operations, legitimately illegitimate, so to speak. There are a bunch of accounts that are specifically dedicated to unmasking these people to bolster the reputations of those that are, solid business.
Right. And then finally, of course, we have to ask what the response has been from Facebook, which is Instagram's parent company. Have they taken this seriously? Are they seriously involved in kind of cracking down on this at all?
They're definitely involved in cracking down. We linked to a number of other stories where there might be a DEA bust that culminated in tracking several people through Instagram. They're definitely cooperating with the authorities. We just don't know the extent to which this problem is, actually happening. An interesting note is that in the first piece that we ran last week, we had a feature image that had a hashtag that said Xanax for sale. And overnight, that hashtag was erased, and you can no longer contact it, or, you can no longer browse through it. So even though we had reached out to them several times, we know that they have seen some of the hashtags that we have, that we've uncovered, and they've rather quietly blocked them, let them go.
Right. There's a little bit of regulation happening behind the scenes. We'll see.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Fletcher, fantastic kind of insight into something that really just seems like it's so easy to access, so out there, yet so illegal at the same time. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good piece. Really appreciate you coming on the show. Fletcher Babb, of course, is a contributor at VentureBeat. Where can people follow your work online?
You can find me on Twitter at Fletcher Babb, and basically any other place that uses an at symbol. You can find me there with my name.
All right, cool. Thanks so much, Fletcher. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, you too. And finally, it's no surprise that car accidents increasingly involve cell phones. Here's a potential deterrent. A company called ComSonics is developing a new type of radar gun that could help law enforcement sniff out distracted drivers. The device monitors and identifies radio signals associated with cell phone use. And according to ComSonics, cell phones emit different frequencies when sending a text, making a call, or transferring data, which could allow police to single out illegal driving activities. For example, in ComSonics' home state of Virginia, texting is illegal, but talking while driving is still okay. The technology has some questions to tackle, though, of course. What if it's a passenger that's texting, or the driver has data pings on their iPhone or Android but isn't responding? And does voice-to-text software get picked up by radar? All good questions. Or how about this? If you're driving, doing something that you think might get you pulled over, don't do it. That's it for this edition of Tech News Tonight. Subscribe to this show at twit.tv/TN2 and write to us at tn2@twit.tv. And don't miss our morning news program, Tech News Today. That's every weekday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm Jason Howell. Thank you so much for watching.
Bandwidth for Tech News Tonight is brought to you by CashFly.com.